Great Lakes Cheese wants to build a new $500 million cheese factory and warehouse, not all that far from its current facility in Cuba. It would provide hundreds of construction jobs and add hundreds of jobs making cheese. It became a big issue because of major potential tax breaks and a location on good farmland. It would have required eminent domain, a forced purchase. Now that site is apparently off the table. Keeping the plant is important in a southern tier area which has lost lots of good jobs. State Assemblyman Joseph Giglio says the plant is essential to the dairy industry.
There's probably 32,000 cows that contribute milk to the current plant. And that's a couple of co-ops and a whole bunch of obviously dairy farmers. Whose livelihood also, has a significant dependence on that cheese plant.
Giglio says he and Senator George Borrello are working with Empire State Development to find a new site in the immediate area for the cheese plant, keeping those jobs and the additional jobs and keeping the dairy industry in business. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.